Some history being made this last Friday in Ardmore as officially a two-year research pilot project was announced called the Integrity Beef Sustainability Pilot Project. It consists of the Noble Foundation coordinating the efforts of the Beef Marketing Group out of Manhattan, Kansas, Tyson Foods, Golden State Foods, a processor of ground beef, and a end user, McDonald's. John Butler is with the Beef Marketing Group. He says there's great opportunity for the beef cattle industry to move the sustainability conversation forward.
We're really excited that we have the chance to connect to participate with the Integrity Beef Program that the Noble Foundation has been working on for a number of years because of the work that they have done in consultation with those ranches, which ultimately affect things like genetics, animal health, forage management, which ultimately for us as a feed yard brings a better product to us. Better, you know, we'll learn about the genetic piece of it, but certainly from an animal health standpoint, those cattle come to us with some history, with some information that should allow us to do a better job in our piece of the supply chain, managing those cattle through the feeding phase and making a more efficient product for the packer.
Basically, the Beef Marketing Group feedlots will be buying yearlings from cow-calf operators, ranchers, that are part of the Integrity Beef Alliance. Feed those animals, sell them on to Tyson Foods, who will process the animals. The ground beef will be made from these animals, among other products, and that ground beef will end up in some of the McDonald's across the country. Townsend Bailey is with McDonald's. He says this is a win-win all across the beef chain.
The project is really important for us because it's a concrete way of showing that we're serious about working with farmers and the full value chain on sustainability in our beef supply chain. It also, you know, we're looking at how do we advance the entire industry and beef sustainability, and this project really also aligned with the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef and providing, you know, input along the way to that process, and then to be able to test the metrics that the U.S. Roundtable is developing as well.
And Townsend Bailey says that for McDonald's, the hope is that this will establish some trust with consumers, showing them that the entire beef supply chain from cow-calf producers on are raising beef the right way.
Yeah, I definitely think this is a starting point for that trust conversation. It's a concrete example, a real-life project with the full value chain. It's not a silver bullet. It's not the total answer, but it's definitely a step in the right direction.
And it's that step in the right direction that feedlot operator John Butler hopes is seen in this two-year research project.
Well, I'm hoping that we can verify, in fact, that we can create efficiency by taking these cattle from the Integrity Beef Program and actually capitalizing on the good work that has been done at the ranch level with those cattle through their better genetics and better animal health at the feed yard, and that we can prove that. And then I think it's very exciting to take the cattle that have that story with them, because all of these systems we've been talking about are verified. But they could take that story with them through the processor and ultimately to McDonald's. So now McDonald's has a product that sort of has a good housekeeping seal of approval inside, and maybe then they can have more success enhancing the trust of our product with their consumers.
Dr. Billy Cook is head of the Ag Division for the Noble Foundation. He says the principles that are laid down in the Integrity Beef Project fit nicely with the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef's goals for the cow-calf end of the business. He says that he believes if we can get the cow-calf end of the business verified as far as beef sustainability claims are concerned, he believes that that will make this type of a project successful. And indeed, he believes it can go big. It can be scalable.
When you sit at the table and talk to participants like McDonald's, and you talk, but we can maybe do 2,500 head of cattle this year and maybe 5,000 next year, their question becomes, how's it scalable to 500,000 head of cattle? So that's a little bit of a challenge for me to get my head around, but I think the answer to your question is absolutely it's going to be scalable. And hopefully the outcome is it's scalable for the entire industry to adopt. So we kind of begin clearing the sustainability hurdle, and we just continue to improve as we go forward.
The Noble Foundation releasing details of this Integrity Beef Sustainability Pilot Project this last Friday at their Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, making a national news media splash today talking about this effort across the beef chain. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.